town hall meeting in central Washington state last night was remarkably harmonious given the circumstances. Livestock owners at the epicenter of the mad cow scare said they are prepared to accept new measures to maintain confidence in the food supply. Tom Bonsi reports from the town of Mabton.
Top officials from the federal and state governments journeyed to a modest Grange Hall, its pale yellow paint set off against the leaden sky. Inside, the politicians and incident commanders took seats facing about 70 local cattlemen, dairy owners, and agribusiness workers. Since Christmas, this audience has endured life under an unwelcome international spotlight. Washington State Governor Gary Locke spoke first.
Thank you very much for your patience, your understanding, and your cooperation with the investigation. I know this has been a very trying time for all of us in this state, and especially for all of you here in the Mapton, Grandview, Sunnyside, and Yakima areas.
Locke very publicly yesterday bought 3 ribeye steaks in a gesture of support. When it was the ranchers and farmers' turn to speak, they returned the compliments. Dairyman LaDon Lindy stepped first to the mic.
From my perspective, what I've seen USDA do with the BSE case, I feel confident in what they're doing. I think they're handling it very well, very carefully, very painstakingly.
The farmers and ranchers reserve the strongest praise, though, for the American public for continuing to eat beef. Rancher Dave Wilson says he's pleasantly surprised to see domestic demand hold up.
In England, 10 years ago, when BSE hit over the United Kingdom, the public responded very, very differently, and it has been real good here. I think we're better educated. I don't think there's near as much hysteria or fear.
Area feedlot owners say they're anxious for the roundup of suspect cows to conclude so the government and industry can turn their attention to reopening foreign export markets. That step could reverse declining cattle prices. Feedlot operator Steve Erickson says the payment he got for his most recent shipment of steers last week was down 20%.
Obviously, you can't sustain that kind of hits. I mean, just on that 765 head, that turns out to gross revenue of about $180,000, over $240 a head. So people that are shipping, selling right now, you know, we need that export market open. We need it open fast.
Over 40 countries have slammed their doors to U.S. beef while the investigation continues. The Agriculture Department says it's making progress, but describes the sleuthing as painstakingly slow. A few miles down the road from the Grange Hall, past snow-dusted vineyards and the occasional muddy feedlot, lies the dairy that sold the first U.S. cow to test positive for mad cow disease. Cows scratch themselves against the metal fence and paw the slushy snow for stray morsels of feed, seemingly oblivious to the fate of some of their fellows. 129 cows from this large farm are being put down this week because they might have come from the same imported Canadian herd as the one infected Holstein. To contain the brain-wasting disease, it's important to find all the cows that may have consumed contaminated feed on their birth farm in Alberta. The search is widening. Agriculture investigators yesterday quarantined another dairy north of here and are reviewing records at 15 or 16 others across the Pacific Northwest. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Mapton, Washington.